Making fire without matches is no magic trick. It's serious business for Christopher Nergesh.
This is a lost art to some extent because people are so affluent, they think this is a thing of the past. Okay, that's what it sounds like when you're making fire with the hand drill.
He has half a dozen ways of making fire, using wood, a reflector in the sun, batteries, and even a Swiss Army knife. Nergesh is a survival expert. He lives in Altadena at the edge of the Angeles National Forest with his dog, Cassie.
Hey, boy. You want to go for a walk?
The wilderness is his backyard, and Nergesh has spent his life acquiring survival skills.
How to find food, how to make fire, how to find and purify water.
This one.
He can make gourmet meals, soups, omelets, desserts, out of plants in the wild. It's getting close to lunchtime, so he's now picking some greens from his yard for a salad.
So I'm going to just take a few of these.
In a bustling urban dwelling like Los Angeles, survival skills seem so passé, but Nergesh says they're necessary.
They are all skills, however, that everybody will need and desire to know quickly when there are emergencies.
He says the skills come in handy all the time.
One time I was at Kinko's in the back, and a worker was having a break with a cigarette, and he said, "Have you got a match?" I said, "No, I haven't got a match, but I can light your cigarette for you."
Nothing seems to stop this wilderness guru. Nergesh says he does it because...
I love doing what I do. That's why I do it.
I'm getting a little smoke.
When a disaster hits, Christopher Nergesh will likely be prepared. And the rest of us? Well, we may be knocking on his door. In Altadena, Deborah Green, Annenberg Radio News.